I want to thank everyone for taking the time to join us on this call. We're going to talk about stress and depression and how the Vital Force products are used for that. Dr. Stephen Davis will lead the call, and then Dr. Gary Tran will come in and talk about his experience not only with people but also with animals, and then Dr. Marangel will wrap it up. Or since we have a lot of new people on the call today, I just wanted to kind of outline the protocol, which is we talk about the subject, and you're free to ask questions of whoever's speaking. We try to stay on target for the subject. As we wrap it up, we open the floor to anyone who wants to talk about anything regarding the products and questions that they may have of any of the doctors or problems that they see or successes that they're seeing, and then wrap it up. We do tape the call, so anybody that is interested in getting the tape, we're happy to send it out free of charge. That's our simple procedure. The purpose of this, of getting together, is to educate on energy medicine and how to use the Vital Force products. You're free to talk about other protocols in terms of using other products that work synergistically with the Vital Force products. So we have a pretty full house now.
I don't know.
Why don't we give your name and your specialty, and then I can have a feel for who have chimed in so far. Dr. Tran, could you start off?
Okay. I would like to relate an experience I have with one of my ex-employees, even though I'm a veterinarian, but every so often I advise people to take bioenergy medicine, you know. One case that I had, which is very striking, is Anna P., one of my employees here at the clinic some 10 years ago. I met her after she left us for about 10 years, and she went to work in a human dialysis outfit downtown. When I saw her, she was laid off by that organization because she could not get along with the co-workers down there. She told me that she had been suffering from manic depressive for 10 years, and she's on about half a dozen different kinds of medicine, one of which is Valium. She takes Valium by the fistful, you know, and some other SSRI also. When I met her, she was in a mess. You know, she wasn't the person I used to know. She cried every 15 minutes, and she said she was very aggressive, very hostile to people, fighting with people all the time for little things. And, you know, after talking to her, I said, Anna, why don't you switch off your drug and nutritional supplement? And then I suggest to her to take these five things: Harmony, Clear Mind, Foundation, Breast Relief, and Excel. Excel, because she said she doesn't have any more energy. She always cooked out. You can see in her face that she's very depressed. And she also was advised by us to take some Tahitian noon juice along with these things. And 10 days later, she came back for more medicine. I asked, how did it help you? She said, man, I'm cure now. And I went back to work, and the people down there were very happy to have me back because I'm a very totally different person. And I can tell that also. She's very well-dressed and well-groomed, not like the one I saw 10 days earlier. It was one of the most striking recoveries.
Okay, so how did you have her titrate off the other...
And also just gradually phase out everything. And she said the doctor down there wouldn't want to do that.
Dr. Tran, did you mention the five things that you gave her again?
Excel, stress relief. Stress relief because she's very stressed out all the time, she said. Foundation, because I was told that you can use foundation to detox other drugs, chemicals. Clear Mind and Harmony, that's what I suggested to her.
And how much of each was she taking?
I told her to take, you know, begin with 5 drops, and then she can move up to 10 or 15 drops.
And did she move up?
She did. Move up to BID. She said sometimes she has to get to 15 drops. But most times she says she may add 5 drops or 10 drops.
Now, is that 15 drops per day or per...
Well, each time she takes.
Each time, okay.
How many times a day? Excuse me. This is Dr. Ivanova calling from or taking a part in a conference from Orlando, Florida. And I'm interested in daily dosage. And my question is also 15 drops a day or 15 drops a few times a day?
2 times a day.
2 times a day.
If you take a reparation, no need juice.
Okay. Can I ask a question, please? You mentioned all five things, but you started in special order, or you just tried which one works better, or you have special protocol to treat manic depression people with five of this combination?
Depending on her symptoms, to choose any 3 products to take. And she used up all the medicine in about 10 days. That's why she came back for a refill from me. That's how I know that she gets better.
And how long does she stay on this medication?
How long?
How long?
She came back for a refill twice. And I never had to give her any more medicine. And she moved to Mexico. And last week I called her preparing for this coming. She said she's still fine. No problem at all.
Is she still taking it?
Oh, no more. She didn't take it anymore.
How long before she quit taking it?
She came in for 3 refills, 3 bottles, each of these medicines.
3 bottles of each of them, and that was enough for the full course?
3 bottles each of these medicines. So you have 5 formulas, so it's 15 bottles, you know, the half-ounce bottle.
Uh-huh. Okay, and then she stopped taking it?
And she moved to New Mexico with relatives and lived out there. And I called her a few days ago, and she said she hadn't been taking anything, so she still feels fine. She said she'd wait for a relapse to do it again.
Okay, and how long does she stay without medication that she feels
she
okay?
On the medication, you know, the first time I tried to give her was 10 days, and then she came back for 2 more times like that.
But how long has it been since she has been off the medication, Dr. Tran?
Well, Wendy, I talked to you constantly, remember?
It was in the summer.
Several months ago.
Yes.
So she took about 30 days of the product, and it's lasted for 4 months.
Yeah, at least.
Okay.
She didn't come back, and she disappeared, and then I found out from her son here in town that she moved to Mexico. And when she moved down there, I never, you know, I see her stop by here and get any more medicine. So I know that she's gone and she probably didn't need any more somehow.
Okay. Well, thank you so much for sharing that with us, Dr. Tran. Dr. Davis, you want to pick it up?
Well, it'd be tough to kind of follow up on that one, but sure. My name is Dr. Davis. I practice up in the north part of California. I've been at this for almost 30 years as far as alternative medicine. I am, for those who do not know me and are new to us, is that I was introduced to Subtle Energy approximately a year ago. And so in their work is that, and in my work, is that I deal primarily in alternative medicine. I'm a physician assistant, I'm a licensed chiropractor, and a naturopath. And in the process of what I do on a regular basis is about 40-50% of my patients are in that terminal severe disease state trying to hang on, and most of them have been given a life sentence by conventional medicine. So anyhow, is that I have a paradigm that I kind of work from, and just to kind of put everybody at ease a little bit, is that we have a paradigm of optimal health, which are those individuals that are in that world-class phenomena who, with all the variety of testing, tend to outdo those which we declare as normal. Normal health individuals are the individuals that are in reasonably good health who, through conventional medicine, most tests come back normal, but if we look close enough, we could probably find something wrong with them. Dysfunctional health are the individuals that run from doctor to doctor, clinic to facility, looking for something wrong with them, and conventional medicine does not help them in the fashion that actually label them. They get all the variety of garbage terminology from chronic fatigue to fibromyalgia to anxiety, stress, overload, or a whole bunch of other variety of diagnoses that are placed upon them. And then, of course, the diseased individuals who actually do have severe significant diseases, whether it be hormonal failure or organ failure or just system failure, immune failure. And so what I find in this work is that folks who are in optimal health generally do not struggle with the anxiety and depression phenomena. Folks in the normal health orientation, it's either organic or circumstantial. The circumstantials tend to go away fairly quickly. Dysfunctional diseased individuals, those that have had chronic fatigue or the label placed upon them, or fibromyalgia and got the aches and pains and they can't work because they're too fatigued, those individuals, their depression will go from either organic or circumstantial back and forth. I'm just trying to use terms that everybody may be familiar with. And then the disease folks, they're just worn out and tired and they're struggling and they have no hope and they're very stressed. And so what we tend to find is that in our daytime energy phenomena, which is 14 to 16 hours, is that in the daytime energy is that all of these individuals are lacking energy that they want to perform. And then their nighttime recovery system, the system that allows them to sleep and rest and get well, is impaired and cannot function. All diseases, from my perspective, as I become aware of the subtle energy phenomena, and I've used very good high-grade nutraceuticals, I've used very good high-grade supplements of nutrition, and very high-grade herbals in my practice. I've also have used an awful lot of homeopathics, both European as well as here in the United States. And then I've also used a number of things in other camps, such as spagyrics and those things which are called underlying remedies and et cetera, for the purpose of trying to re-regulate biological training individuals, bring them back up. What I have found with subtle energy is that it creates, for those individuals that are struggling with their energy patterns, the energetic, as Dr. Jeff likes to call it, and I appreciate that new lingo, and those with no energy at all, these particular remedies create powerful movement in a direction that's relatively predictable. And in doing so, by using a companion of the different remedies, you can actually orchestrate or fine-tune them back into a level of reasonable well-being. So all diseases that I'm aware of is dealing with a parasympathetic system that's failed and an overdrive of the sympathetic system. So virtually everybody that comes to me that has in this dysfunctional or disease state, we will immediately start using on a regular basis stress relief. Generally start them at night, along with, depending on testing and different things we do, because in the dysfunctional disease individuals is that we know we have a toxic environment. We know that their detox portals are impaired. We know their immune system is struggling. And we also know brain function is not optimal. So in the process of this is that they have not only emotional instability, they also have failed hormonal systems and failed immune systems. So what I do is I try to sort out which is the weakest link in their failure, and we try to energize them using subtle energy in those areas that are the weakest, and then move forward and constantly monitor them.
What testing do you use?
Well, I use biological train. I use computer-aided diagnostic acupuncture, conventional applied kinesiology, and a handful of other teams inside that, conventional lab testing that's available, and then some of the lab testing that's not, such as saliva, hormonal assays, and blood assays. So we use a companion of things. So what we find is that with these individuals is that by trying to defuse the pinned-up stress, fear factors, is that stress relief is a very powerful, wonderful thing to do that. If we start them at night and start getting their circadian rhythms back on track through nighttime behavior, we'll also, most of the time, we'll use a remedy which is referred to as balance. Those two at night we start with, and then for the daytime behaviors is that what we will use is clear mind and tranquility. Tranquility has a very powerful effect of clearing the depressed cycle, the hopelessness, the doom and gloom, gray cloud. Clear mind takes that fog thinking and the confusion and the inability to process right and do the cognitive reasoning stuff. So what you have is that three wonderful remedies of clear mind and tranquility and stress relief that have profound function on different aspects of brain activity, but allows the energetics of the brain to almost reset themselves. Then what we'll use as well is that the balance has indium as a primary metal, I guess, but the energetic too, that's different. But what you also have in these hormonal failed individuals that are, they're fatigued and tired, worn out, is that they have either blood sugar regulation problems, thyroid, metabolism failure, or in my case, as I see it, is that adrenal failed thing, the Hanseliers thing, they're in third or fourth stage of adrenal failure. So what we'll use is other subtle energy. So again, it's just a matter of trying to find what is the primary, trying to energize those areas properly, and then using biochemical and adaptogen herbs to support that. For those that are struggling significantly with depression as being the overlying phenomena, and they're all used, all of them that come to me are failed in their conventional approach, and they're just looking for something because they're desperate. And what happens is that they're already on meds, and what we do is we continue to keep them there, and we try to work with their physician and backing off the doses, they start to improve.
And what do the physicians say when you tell them that your strategy?
Well, most of the times the physicians themselves are handcuffed and they're frustrated, and they're playing the roulette game with the meds, and they're getting to lethal doses of amounts, and so they're somewhat relieved that somebody else is willing to participate. And basically what I tell them is that the number one problem with these patients is their energies have failed, and the medications are not providing them those things that will bring their energy up. And if we can get their energy systems back up, what will happen is that we can reduce dose. And they say, well, we'll wait and see. So it's been a very interesting co-opting, if you will.
Mm-hmm.
And in doing so, what's happened is that we play ping pong. We do what we do in our facility and send them back and let them, the other physicians, evaluate, and they're happy, so they back off on the dose. And so we have a number of patients that were heavily medicated back to reasonably normal life without medications, but are only being supplemented with nutritional support and subtle energies and being monitored monthly by their clinician.
So just generally, how many people would you say this is? 10, 15, 50?
Well, in my camp, over 100.
100 people you've done this with?
Yes.
Wow.
It is unbelievable. It really is. So that's kind of, I mean, you know, we can get real, real technical with some of the things, but the stress relief is one of the first remedies I began with when I started with subtle energy, and was introduced to Yuri and Constance, and then also talking with Dr. Jeff on a couple of occasions, is that what happened is that I was using single remedies in the beginning, and then started tampering with, can I add this, and can we move them, and can I add this, and can we move them? And what I found was, just like what Dr. Tran shared earlier, is that he was able to put somebody on five remedies right away, and within a short period of time, almost normalize them. Well, I'm finding the similar thing. Now, when we say normalize, it's just bringing them back in the functional behavior. I've been at this a year, and with the system and watching patients, we've been able to reduce down the dose on a number of the different energies. Now, we titrate them up, bring their energies up, and then we try to titrate them down. But most everybody is still on stress relief. And for those who do have, because of temperament and because of personality wiring, they have a sense, it's just, you know, there's a framework. There are some patients that are, you know, if we use animals, some patients are more golden retriever type and some are chihuahua types. And the chihuahua types tend to have the more anxiety riddled with depression, ups and downs. Then you have the others like the golden retriever type who is caught in a very desperate health thing. His depression becomes circumstantial because of his illness. We bring his illness up, his energy is up, his depressions go away. So the phenomena that we're working with is that a lot of patients that we're dealing with is this chronic fatigue fibromyalgia. Most of them have this real problem of fog mind. They can't think. They just have this fog in their head. They can't clear. And what we're finding is the stress relief, the tranquility, and the clear mind pulls that very quickly and allows them to function. It isn't 100% normal, but it's a whole lot better than where they've been.
Dr. Davis?
Yes.
Usually starting on a protocol of about 5 drops of ether, you just EAVing that out, see how much they need.
Well, it depends on how trapped the patient is. I like Dr. Marangiello, last conference that we had, he used an illustration of slow charging or trickle charge, and then another concept as far as just jump starting a short charge. The trickle charge I use because they're very desperate and in very, very difficult trouble. So we'll do 2 to 3 drops every hour. And then for those that are a little more robust, I'll start with them with 5 drops 3 times a day. And then always start that evening one. I used to use smaller drops, but I've just gotten real comfortable using 10 drops of balance and 10 drops of stress relief before they go to bed. And that seems to get that into that nighttime cycle a little better, quicker, faster, and deeper, so the daytime is a little better. Same drill is that if we can get a patient through the evening where they're actually their healing recovery system, their parasympathetic system upregulates, and it actually goes through the cycles of the biological clock that it should, when they get up the next day and they feel rested, so energized, it tells us that we're heading in the right direction of getting that momentum going of daytime energy and then nighttime recovery. And if we can get that pump that's been broken back on track, we tend to see a very fast movement into a wellness model.
Great. Does anybody have any questions?
Yes. Dr. Mutchnick, pediatrician in California.
Yes, hi.
Do you have any placebo control study of this kind of stuff?
No, because I'm in that clinician mode.
How can we be sure it's not a placebo effect?
Well, because the patients don't know what I'm giving them.
I know, but you do.
Doesn't this work with animals, though?
That's right. You know, animals don't have the placebo effect.
Well, I know, but humans are different than animals. It's not wonderful. I'd like to see, you know, what a placebo control would look like.
Yeah, well, I'd love to do that. And like anything else, if we had time, energy, and resources, that would be a nice thing to blend out. It's just that, you know, in the world that I'm in, doesn't afford itself.
Even without a placebo, if you're washing out the patients, if they're not taking the drug after a couple of months and they're still better, that's a good sign.
And what do we really care?
Dr. Tran, since we kind of touched on animals here for a moment, for the benefit of some of the new people that are on the call, can you just kind of highlight some of the things that you have seen, the dramatic results that you've seen using stress relief and clear mind with animals?
I use a stress relief a lot to sedate, tranquilize intractable animals so that we can work with them, especially cats. You know, cats are very difficult to work with, especially to medicate them. So,
how do you, sedate them with it?
I use stress relief, you know, give them about 5 drops. The nasty one, you get 10 drops, and they pretty much tone down and easy to work with. Most of the time, they are in a sleepy mode and restful in their cage, you know. And when you take them out to medicate them, they don't bite, or they don't struggle or scratch or hurt you. I also like to use stress relief in animals that come in with crisis, especially cardiac crisis. You know, they have heart attack or they have congestive heart failure, and they go through all these tachycardia and tachypnea, and, you know, they're about to die, you know. And I use stress relief, and I found out that in a few minutes, they calm down to the point that they give us time to intervene. And it works very well for cases like that. I also use stress relief for separation anxiety in animals. You know, when they are hospitalized in boarding environment, or their owners left the house on a trip, or they take the animal with them on trips, you know, I use that to bring tranquilization to these pets. A lot of people like that because it's natural and they don't have all the side effects of ACE bromazine, for example, that's usually used for this kind of condition.
How
long does that usually last, like on a cat?
Oh, I use as needed. Usually, you know, you do it 3 times a day, every 8 hours, keep them pretty much calm down during the whole day, you know.
And how do you administer it? Is it injection or is it oral?
It's oral. You just give him. I usually use with a juice. I put 5 drops or 10 drops of stress relief in 20 cc or 30 cc of Tahitian noni juice, which is also a very healing juice, and that's how I use it. It's easier to give that way.
Okay. Thank you very much. Does anybody have any more questions, either Dr. Tran or Dr. Davis?
I found out also that that stuff is also very good for seizuring. It's one of my ingredients for seizuring.
Does anyone have any experience with that stuff with humans with seizuring?
Yes, I have.
Yeah, me too.
I have a 21-year-old that when he was 14 went into the hospital up in Oregon where he had an acute appendicitis attack, and they admitted him, and then when he came out of anesthesia, had grand mal seizures and went through a variety of medication protocols in an attempt to try to normalize him. When he was about 16 years of age, one of the seizures got him so bad that he had a stroke and he was partially paralyzed left side of his body. And he actually would go into seizures about every 4 to 6 hours, having mild ones, and this is even on medication. Started even about 9 months ago on stress relief and Clear Mind, and his seizures have dropped to virtually non-existent. He had been involved with his mom as far as being home and completely at school, homeschool, that kind of a thing, and he's now living on his own and is taking care of himself, and his mom checks on him daily by phone, cell phone, those kinds of things, and he's normalized very well. His neurologist up in Medford, Oregon is quite pleased of the outcome.
What about the paralysis?
Slowly, I mean, it's like, you know, the impairment is fairly well fixed, but he has had some relaxation of tonus that he experienced, and mom says that he's actually improving. I saw him about 3 months ago. He was able to ambulate across the room, where before he actually had to use a crutch and make sure that he could control himself. So slowly improvement, but I think that the permanent impairment is there. But the nice thing is that he's functional, he's on his own, and he's moved into society where mom was quite fearful that he wouldn't. So that's a pretty impressive case for me.
Dr. Marangel, you want to share yours?
Yeah. You know, if you read the invitation of the call, it says that I've been using the stress relief and so forth for anxiety and depression for over 2 years. That was in my patients, not in me. I wanted to make that clear. But, well, I'm kind of an East Coast version of Dr. Davis. I'm a chiropractor and a homotoxicologist and a certified clinical nutritionist. And I do EAV, and I use heart rate variability as a primary assessment tool for objectifying sympathetic, parasympathetic response to any type of intervention modality, whether it's homeopathy, herbs, drugs, nutrition. And when I was introduced to the Vital Force products years ago, I was impressed at how strong they reacted on electroacupuncture testing. They gave a very positive yes or no response. They weren't very equivocal. And I saw them as a missing link to energetic medicine. When I got home and started to utilize them clinically, I was able to measure pre- and post-treatments with the Vital Force products and see changes in heart rate variability and autonomic response. To answer an earlier question, Constance, I believe you remember early on, I wanted to rule out the placebo effect or the carrier effect, that the carrier solution was as valuable or more valuable than the energetic influence. So I did some blinded studies with myself or with my one colleague in the office, where I would take two baseline heart rate variabilities, then give the patient the placebo or the carrier solution alone in a measured amount of distilled water, re-examine the heart rate, And usually the scatter diagram on those three were very similar. They were non-clinical changes, nothing significant. And then we would utilize the energized product, and we would see significant changes in heart rate variability and autonomic nervous system control. And we did that with about 50 patients. And so it was a basic clinical trial, but it satisfied my need to know whether the saline solution that is the carrier was having a physiological influence on the autonomic nervous system by itself, or whether it was actually the energy influence. And the differentiation was pretty plain to see.
So on the 50 patients, what numbers showed effect, all of them?
60%? About 80 to 85% had measurable changes. And always in the positive direction, though. And this is one of the things we've talked about in earlier tapes and conversations, telephone classes that we've had, that the downside potential with the Vital Force products is minimal or almost non-existent. And you know, we really never measured people having an adverse physiological response to it that was detrimental to them. And if you could all just kind of close your eyes for a minute and imagine yourself or your patient as just this entire matrix of moving energies, almost like watching a rapid sequence movie of traffic flowing around L.A. or something on the beltways and the freeways, and seeing the energy just moving all different ways. Well, what the Vital Force does is organize that and orchestrate it and stabilize it. Some of us know about fractal physics, where everything's interrelated to everything else in a tangential way in a matrix. And I think this is where the Vital Force products really influence our physiology. They organize the energy. They coordinate it. Some of you utilize kinesiology. Some of you utilize electroacupuncture devices, measuring devices, DC current meters, for lack of a better word. What Dr. Davis said about the stress relief and the indium being useful at night, this coincides with the indium cascades the hormonal response from the pituitary gland and basically has an influence on all the hormonal levels in the body in a modulating way. When it's given in the PM, that is the time when most of us know that melatonin and HGH is released the most in the first stages of sleep. The stress relief gets you to that first stage of sleep, and the sleep time is so important to sick people. Those of us who have been doing clinical work for years, all of you out there know one of the hallmarks of the ill is poor sleep. How many patients come into you and say, "Doc, I sleep great every night"? Think about it. If you can solve that for most of your patients and get them a good, restful night's sleep, the vast majority are going to be grateful to you. By utilizing the AM formulas to clarify and organize the mind, if you measure with EAE the right side and the left side of the hypothalamus points, you'll find that the Clear Mind product is going to balance that point significantly. And most people that have any type of illness are going to have hypothalamic pituitary dysregulation. And that is the seat of the control for the entire endocrine system. Wake, sleep cycle, thirst, hunger, everything runs through the hypothalamus. The clear mind just is incredible for helping to provide energy to that HPA axis. And if you can measure the limbic response, the limbic system, you'll find the tranquility or the harmony, especially in children. I heard one of the doctors, a pediatrician, these things work fantastic in kids. Really
have excellent. You dealt with autistic kids?
Yes, I have a number of autistic kids, Asperger kids. Unbelievable. I just picked up two patients, two brothers, one with Tourette's and the other one with OCD, which is Tourette's times two. Okay, OCD is just another thing on the continuum with Tourette's. With the autistic kids, definitely the clear mind is a big hitter. The stress relief is huge for them. We're not talking about it right now. The GI aid is of paramount importance, especially the one with Constance, do we still have the one out with vanadium?
Yes.
Okay. The one with the vanadium energy, almost all these autistic kids and or ADD kids have tremendous sugar handling problems. And, of course, diet and lifestyle is of paramount importance for them. Fatty acid metabolism is important. We know all these things from the studies that are out there. But they need organizing energy. In some cases, these kids' brains have never been energetically organized. And when you measure them with heart rate variability, they are in extremis in the adrenal fight-flight response. Large doses of stress relief, like 20 to 30 drops, will pull a Tourette syndrome toward parasympathetic upregulation, which they haven't had for a long time. And these kids will tell you, I feel better, or I feel calm. I love getting these children when they're from 7 years up to their teenage years. When they're
so you're having positive effects with older children?
Oh, yeah. And they're cognitive enough.
Wow.
They're cognitive enough to tell you how they really feel. You know, we...
Yeah, that's just interjector. That's similar findings as what I'm having out here as well.
Is that data?
Yeah. Yes. And what's interesting is that some of the work that's been done with MRI scanning and PET scanning is some of the new work that's out, as these children who have these dysfunctional systems, when they go into a stress mode, most children who are put in pressure of academics, of being able to think and prepare and those things, and they get into a testing mode, what will happen is that the frontal lobe will dilate and you get a warming trend and blood pool. In these children, it's just inverted. And so one of the interesting phenomena is that we have with the stress relief is that for those same children, whether they're labeled ADD, ADHD, autistic, or all the variety of labels that go in between that, is that what I have observed with these children is that bringing in the GI aid and bringing in the clear mind and bringing in the stress relief and increasing the dose of the stress relief is that they perform extremely well, and everybody, it's not only the teacher, but the school nurse and the parents that are associated with those that are mentoring the child all notice significant, profound difference in them.
Now, are you using high doses of everything else or just stress relief?
No, just stress relief.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, we start with just small dose. You know, I always start small, and I just have the mom give me a feedback every day. What are we doing? And because some of them come great distance to see me. I'm up in Redding, California, which is about 3 hours from the Oregon border. I'm 4 hours from San Francisco, and that's not uncommon to have patients and moms and dads come from the Sacramento, San Francisco, even down in the San Jose area come up. So an awful lot of this is done via phone and just mentoring them over the phone. Based upon behavior.
Wow. So a lot of
you... I didn't mean to interrupt you. You're doing such a good job, Jeff. I just wanted to put it that I'm seeing the same thing.
You know, Dr. Davis, I was going to... You know the 100 monkey theory?
Yep.
You know, where the monkey's on one side of the island, the other side, one was washing the fruit, and the other one started to wash it, and they never met with each other?
That's right.
You and I are like the 100 monkeys on either side of this coast, you know? And we've arrived at this Because the only time we ever talk almost exclusively is when we're online with you guys, Dr. Davis and I.
Yes,
that's absolutely the truth.
Jeff?
Yeah?
Are you of the opinion that autism is caused by the mercury poisoning from vaccination, from vaccine?
I actually have a little more complex theory than that, which we can probably get into maybe doing a pediatric hour sometime, but we're nearing the end of our hour. But I would like our pediatrician friend to concept on this one. We're seeing the first generation of children born to adults who are vaccinated. And I sometimes think that vaccination today is a double whammy to certain kids' systems, that their parents, their mothers have transferred immunity to them from their vaccinations, and they actually have too intense an immune response to the multivax that are being put in, along with the thimerosal and other things. It's a complex issue we can't touch on in a few minutes here. Gary, I do want to tell you, you know, I know you're a small animal vet, but I have 14 horses up here.
Yes.
And what's kind of amazing is about 20 or 30 drops of stress relief will go as far in a 1,200-pound Morgan horse as it does in a 4- or 5-pound kitty cat.
Wow.
And it does. I mean,
it's medicine for you.
Yeah, we use it for the same things, for separation anxiety to the foals and mares when we wean. And the other day, I have a 30-year-old Morgan mare. She's my first Morgan horse. And it's been cold here, man, for weeks on end. And, you know, they're blanketed in that, and they're Morgans, and they like the cold. But she was just hanging her head, and she's just like, man, I am so sick and tired of this being cold. I could, you know, when's spring coming? So I took a bottle of Clear Mind and some stress relief down to the barn with me in the morning, and I gave her 25 drops of each of them. And, man, this whole week it perked her up.
And now, have you tried using higher amounts?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, absolutely.
And what happens?
You have to understand, horses, once they get into something, once they're into an emotion, they pretty much run it. They keep running it out. They keep escalating, kind of. So some horses, if you know that there's things that are going to stress them out, you give them a 40 or 50 drop dosage. You know, some don't like to go on a trailer, and they'll fight you, and it just gets worse and worse, and the more it goes, the more stubborn they get about it, and then it's hurtful to everybody. So if I have one that doesn't like the trailer, I'll give them 50 drops of it. They'll be so mad. They'll walk out, and they're like, oh, we're going for a ride? Okay, whatever. Clump to clump, they get on the trailer, and it's just unbelievable.
Well, how do you know that's not placebo?
Well, I have no idea, but
it works.
Yeah, it works for me. I mean,
I would say three times the placebo.
Yeah, I send it to people that maybe the riders are taking it, you know, before they get on their horses. But I'm talking about ground training or handling horses that stress out sometimes. I don't think so.
Well, doctors, you've all been so well spoken. I just want to thank you for all the information tonight. And one question I would ask, I don't care which one of you, you've all been just so excellent. What do you say to your patients when they come to you and they say, what is this stuff?
Well, I'll jump in first because that's what everybody, I live in a very conservative neighborhood up here. And anything that has a pendulum or crystal or anything is obviously we got a witch hunt going. So we got to hang Dr. Davis up by his toenails. And I'm a conservative, and so I'm into this alternative stuff because conservative medicine did not solve the riddles that I had, and as I asked my peers, why are we doing what we're doing, wasn't satisfied. So when a patient comes, I try to find a ground that they're somewhat familiar with, and I just say, this is the new, and I'm just going to tell you exactly what a patient, if they ask me that question, what is this stuff? I said, are you familiar with homeopathic medicine at all, energy medicine? And they say, yeah, sort of. And I said, is that a good thing or a bad thing to you? And they go, I don't care, as long as it works. And then I take and said, this is the new wave, it's a new movement in this energy medicine, and just leave it at that. For those that want more, which is about 1%, then we'll sit down and have a conversation. But as far as for 90% of the practice, individuals, they're somewhat familiar with homeopathics, they're somewhat familiar with the term and somewhat comfortable with it. And I just ask if it's a problem for you, because I've had a couple of real conservative Christians that anything that has energy tight has got to be bad, so the only thing to do with this, when I ask them, well, you have trouble with homeopathics, or they say yes, I said, well, then you'll have trouble with this, so we won't even go there. So I don't even go there with them. But as far as for what I do to help them come into this and use it, it's just this is a new vanguard, it's a new and improved homeopathic. Okay.
Yeah, I go at them with, you know, I pretty much ask them if they've ever seen electricity. You know, we all use electricity, and nobody's ever seen it. We know how to harness it. We know how to move it. It's energy. We know how to increase it, step it up, step it down. And I use electricity because this is pure energy. It's an energy form. It's a harnessed energy that Yuri has put together into a carrier solution. And it's elemental energy, actually, in many, many cases, straight off the elemental chart, and that's what everything on the planet is made out of, what we see on the periodic table. So I just explain to people that it's harnessed energy of the various elements, amplified and contained in the solution in a way that can be delivered to the body. I think that's just the simplest and most accurate way to tell people about it.
Do you see a synergistic effect when you combine a small amount of an herbal with some of the energies?
Well, yeah, especially if you're targeting an organ or the brain or whatever. If the brain, we just did someone today who had actually a sugar handling problem in the whole family. I predicted, I knew without asking her, I said, well, your mother or grandmother was diabetic, right? She goes, yeah. I said, did you know your dad? Yeah. How about grandpa? Mm-hmm. They both have trouble drinking alcohol? Oh, yeah. Her depression was due to blood sugar dysregulation and fungal metabolite toxicity at the brain, but she couldn't get her right and left brain balance without clear mind and stress relief. She just didn't have the energy for her brain's physiology to work right.
And did it stay?
Oh, yeah. And I got a huge change in her heart rate variability because she had a depressed central nervous system because acetaldehyde, hypuric acid, all the byproducts of fungal metabolism act on her brain as a central nervous system depressant, just like alcohol, because they're all precursors to alcohol. Fungal metabolites are alcohol. This is a big issue, and it's something, you know, we can talk about for a whole hour in the future, is this...
Oh, neurotoxin from fungal byproducts.
Yeah, well, neurotoxicity and the fact that, yeah, moving... We can talk about that for hours at the bar. Are you paying? But the neurotoxicity pattern can't be broken without energy. You can have the right homeopathy. I've done everything Dr. Davis talked about. I've used every one of those materials. We use transcranial electrical stimulation, all this kind of stuff. But it needs the energy pattern to be organized and broken from the pathological pattern. We adapt to our pathologies in order to live. And to come back to normal physiology, we have to change our energy patterns, and our ruts that our body gets into are accommodations to the abnormal have to be broken. That's
I
the
always
big theme.
Use nutraceutical with bioenergy medicine, and the great majority of my animal cases resolved in a week or 10 days.
If you get a biochemist in front of you, explain it as a catalyst to a reaction. You can have all the materials to the reaction right there, but if it's not catalyzed, it doesn't go. There's a lot of nice analogies that we try to give to you to use as tools to explain this phenomenon to people. But it is a phenomenon.
Yeah, the real phenomenon, Jeff, that I've observed, and this is why I got so excited and used this, is that in the process of using conventional nutraceuticals and conventional herbs and conventional, you keep looking for a better one because it's not working any longer, or you don't have the same effect that you used to have years ago, and you keep going through this process that there's got to be a better
winnowing.
And it's just like in conventional medicine, they continue to look for a new and improved SSRI for the purpose of keeping people happy, and unfortunately, they just keep increasing the dose, or they change and put them on the merry-go-round of the variety of drugs, hoping that just a change in the shock pattern of a different med with a little different delivery system is going to give them a little different bump in their symptom. What's missing is energy.
Yep.
And when we put the energy in, we can back off of all the supplement and even the meds because the body now has the ability to be able to make the move.
And my protocols have gotten smaller and smaller.
Right,
for
exactly
years,
right. And that's nice.
Yeah, I mean, my inventory goes down, and my patients appreciate it. They don't have to be taking so much stuff. It is truly a catalyst, and it is a catalyst for change, as everyone who is on this call tonight is a catalyst for change.
Dr. Jeff and Dr. Davis, are you guys putting every one of your patients on these products then?
Yes, actually every single patient that walks in is somehow, some way, probably going to use this as first line. As an example, let's just take, if you had a small laceration, I got a wonderful cream that's aloe-based. It's called Aloe Aid Cream. And if you burned yourself, in other words, scalded yourself with hot water, then you applied this directly on the skin, within minutes, within 90 seconds, the pain is gone, and within 10 minutes, once you wipe it off, there's no redness. The burn has been completely absorbed out. Well, when we add that subtle energy to it, it makes it quicker, faster. So we actually did a demonstration with a patient just for fun, because they were willing to do it. And what happened was is that they did burn their hand with a little scald water in between the first finger and the thumb on both hands on the web. And we did the experiment. And what we found was is that the redness and the pain went out quicker, faster in time with the subtle energy enhanced aloe aid over the aloe. So when we're looking at, does the subtle energy work? Yeah, it does, but it does it in a faster, quicker fashion, which is what every American wants. It's what every patient wants. They want to get out of misery now, and they want to get back into function. So what we see and what I'm seeing here is as we expand the product line of subtle energy, we're able to do more faster, quicker, and get patients back into their lifestyle without a whole lot of downtime.
I also use on every single patient that I treat.
Myself, too. Like I said, a lot of you guys have ways of testing people that work for you, whether it's kinesiology or EAV or however you determine this. And my first question now is, where is their energy dysregulated and shot? Where are they energy deficient? And which one of our energy tools is going to put that energy into that area, so that whatever else I use is going to work in that predictable way? It's the first thing that goes on my test tray anymore. And then everything else comes after. Because without the energy, they can't respond in a predictable, normal way to any of the other substances that we've used.
Are you taking this yourself, Jeff?
Well, I'm not quite as depressed as I used to be, but yeah. I mean,
just for general well-being.
Oh, yeah.
Immune support.
I take the stress relief at night, the indium, and I take, every other day I do about 625 nanograms of HGH. So that's my night protocol. And the indium is the balance. Yeah, the balance formula. So I take that, and that's keeping me young and anabolic. I love being anabolic. And first thing in the morning, I hit the clear mind, and I use foundation a lot for myself. For me, it grounds me out, and it keeps me going all day. One other thing I want to talk about dosing, you can almost dose by decade of life. All right? What we see is if you measure total body conductivity with an electrodermal device, hand-to-hand flooding, in very, very sick people or in older people, as we get older, our body conducts electricity less and less and less efficiently. This is a factor of hydration. It's a factor of extracellular, intercellular, mineral exchange, etc. But the older the person, by decade of life, after 20 and 30, the more dosage you can give because they're going to need it. These are the ones that they're debilitated. You want to trickle charge them. 2-3 drops every hour, every couple hours with 4 ounces of water. You get to hydrate them and energize them at the same time. Think of it as an electrolyte solution that's a battery charge. Think of them drinking a battery when you give it to them. And the older they are, the more debilitated they are, the higher the dosage you can give them, the more they're going to need to feel that energy come up. And there's a lot of different ways to measure it. You'll measure it with muscle strength, measure it with EAV. You can measure it with heart rate variability by looking at total power and the high-frequency, low-frequency waveforms from the brain to the body. These are all observations we've made and are continuing to make. And we're getting into the next generation heart rate variability shortly, within the week, that will be able to even see more subtle changes in people. But that's a good rule of thumb, is to look at the decade of life that the person is in plus their level of debility.
So I'm confused, Jeff. Are you saying that if a person's 60, they're going to take 60 drops?
Well, not necessarily, but they're going to be taking either more formulas, like 3 or 4 different formulas rather than 1 or 2.
Right, okay.
A lot of times in kids or people up to their mid-20s, you know, the 30s.
Right.
One formula or two formulas is going to give them all the energy they need, the push that they need.
Oh, yeah, right.
But you're getting more broader system failure, total body energy depletion in your 50s and 60s and 70s and 80s.
Sure.
So 80-year-olds can be on 4 or 5 formulas, taking 3 or 4 drops 3 or 4 times a day. And it'll perk them up. It'll rock their world.
Oh, yeah.
And Dr. Davis, have you seen it?
Yeah, I have a wonderful little geriatric case. The little gal's 93 years old, and she's been trying to die naturally for the last year and a half.
Yeah?
And just about the time she pooped out, we just increased her dose a little bit. That's why it's interesting you said this. And she perks up, and it's really kind of cute to listen to all this and have her come in. And because I have one of those kind of odd things. I am upstairs, so people have to walk 14 stairs to come and see me. And we call that physical therapy.
Yep.
But anyway, in the process of doing that is that this little gal, she gets to the point she can't walk upstairs, and her daughter will say that, you know, she wants to come see me, but can't walk upstairs. That's all right. I had a couple of drops of each of the different Remedies. It's about 4 that she's taken. And give her the next day and see where we're at, and the next day she'll walk upstairs, we'll have a nice little conversation, we'll talk about what's going on, and it's been just one of those cute little things, is that we have a gal that she has a son that's a gerontologist who's just been waiting for mom to die, can't believe that mom's still alive, given all of the physical parameters that continues to show up in lab work and blood pressures and those kinds of things. And it's just that everybody in the family's been waiting for grandma to die, and she won't, because we keep energizing her. So it's like, well, it's like that pink rabbit that just keeps going.
Yeah, I'm a little confused. If there's no downside for taking too much, why the trickle charge? Why not make it simple and just say, take the 6 drops, but take it more times per day? Is there any downside to that?
As far as there being a downside, the downside is giving a big shot of energy, the person will feel good for a while. And when they go back to feeling what they used to feel like in a couple hours, they forget. You know how your patients have a lot of symptoms, and they come in a month and they have half as many symptoms? You go, how are you doing? Oh, not so good. I still feel bad. Well, how's your headache? Oh, I don't get them anymore. Well, how's your stomach ache? Well, that only comes once or twice a week. How's your back ache? Oh, that's a lot better, but Well, I still feel, you know, they'll read off all the things that got better. They forget very rapidly how bad they felt. So by giving them a big shot of energy and then none for a while and then another big shot, it's too much of an ebb and flow in the energetic system for that particular type of case.
Gradually titrate it up.
So you're building the energy up steadily, almost 24/7. While they're awake and really using energy to ambulate, digest, and do this and that, you want to keep energy literally going into them all day long.
And illustrate.
Until they build up to the point where they can just go to once or twice a day.
The illustration that Jeff used last time on Air Commerce is similar to charging a battery. You have the quick charge and then you have the slow charge. And in the aged patient, what I have found in this last year is that if we give them 10 drops three times a day, they'll perk up for a couple hours, but then for about 3 to 4 hours, they'll drop off. And they get frustrated with the energy coming and going. What I've actually done, Jeff, I don't know, maybe you've done this too, I just have them put it in a
sports drink or a big old
drink,
bottle old and drink it all day.
And they just sip it all day.
Yep.
Is what I've done. Rather than having them go around with 2 to 3 drops and then they got to remember in an hour, I just said, no, just put everything in a pure water sports drink and then put all these drops in that you're going to consume all day, kind of a little mixy, shaky thing. And I don't know if that makes any sense, but it gives them something to do. And then what we do is I just sip on all day long rather than gulp it down.
Yep.
Right. What about topical applications? Do you see a topical application enhancing the effects in some way while you're also giving it orally?
I'll answer that real quick. What I do is that some patients, they come in the middle of an anxiety panic attack, right? So sometimes by doing an orally is not fast enough, so you can go straight, if you're familiar with acupuncture points and stuff, and go straight to a point, put a drop straight on, and it will immediately deal with it. And then go orally later.
Yep.
As far as actual lacerations, cuts, bruises, and those kinds of things, because I do have a mild orthopedic approach to what I do, and pains and sprained ankles and shoulders and that kind of stuff, is that we'll actually put, I think Dr. Tran helped create this, is that MSM rub and spray. We spray that on.
That is great.
Oh, it's just beautiful. We spray that on.
It certainly is.
Spray it on directly and soak it in, and then let it sit there. And then within the half hour, hour or so, we'll add the, we used to call it Doc's cream. I think we're just calling it stress relief pain cream or something.
New and improved.
They're
going to sprain my ankle, and that thing, get ready in 2 days.
That's right. So we did smear that on right afterwards, and then we pat them on the head and say, we'll see you later. And those are for new injuries, sprains and strains, and jammed fingers and toes and things. They'll think they're broken. We took the x-ray, took a look, said, nope, and we just do that. And they're happy because the pain before they leave the office is reduced about 50%. On most of them, the throbbing and the swelling has pretty well subsided. And within a day or two, they're back to normal. Very, very exciting. Very fun stuff.
Constance, may I make a comment concerning
sure.
the carrier effect that Jeff mentioned a while ago?
Mm-hmm.
I use saline that Constance energized for me for my IV, to add to my IV. Because a lot of conditions I treated, we use IVs. So for convenience, I asked her to energize for me with different formulas. Saline solution, so that it doesn't have any trace minerals or anything like that, except sodium chloride. And they work just fine.
Great.
That's a great idea.
Thanks for bringing that up, Dr.
And I don't see much difference. And it acts very fast because I have it in the bloodstream in no time at all.
Folks, this is Dave Griffith in Boise. Just wanted to add another thanks to you guys. Linda had a gal come in November. Who is 22 years old and for 12 years has never been sober or off drugs, cocaine, heroin, crank for more than 5 days in her life, been through drug rehab 3 times. Linda put her on a protocol of these drops along with some other amino acids and a fatty acid. She's now stabilized and been drug-free for 2.5 months.
Awesome.
Great.
Great.
Wow. So we're very appreciative of having this tool when this girl came in.
Wonderful. Well, it's about time to wrap up. Does anybody have any questions or anything before we end this?
Well, I need to talk to Dr. Tran after this call. Call you at your ego number?
Yeah. Anybody else have any questions? All right. Dr. Marangel had suggested that on the next call that we would cover infectious diseases. And do you have anything that you wanted to add to that, Jeff?
No, I just thought it was a decent subject because before the winter's over, you know, looking at acute and chronic infection, inflammation, and fungal, viral, and biological terrain issues relative to, you know, susceptibility to infection seems to be on everybody's mind.
Can we have it sooner? Because the minute that President Bush hits Saddam Hussein, we may have anthrax and smallpox and everything else over here, you know.
Well,
maybe we can have this next week.
Let's up your production of stress relief, please.
Yeah, really. Okay, the call next month is going to be on March the 12th, same time, same number, same everything. I'll update all of you on it. I want to thank everyone for calling, for participation. Special thanks to Dr. Marangel, Dr. Tran, Dr. Davis. And wonderful questions that were asked. I hope that you found it informative. And we are taping this, so if you would like a copy of the tape, we will be happy to send it out to you. We do have three other tapes that we have available now. And one of them is the Introduction to Vital Force Formulas. The other is Dosage by Age Group, Chronic Fatigue Part 1, and Topical Applications. And then the third tape is Chronic Fatigue Part 2, New Products, Clinical Experience with Wild Jujube Sleep Aid and Magnolia Stress and the wonderful MSM Spray. Again, thank you so much for everybody's participation. And just as an added bonus, any orders that are placed during the next 5 days will have a 20% discount.
Thank you.
Okay, it's our way of saying thank you for the participation.
Good deal.
Thank you very much, Constance.
You're welcome.
Allowing me to be on that interesting, informative meeting of all those doctors.
Well, we're glad to have Canada participate.
Well, I think it's the beginning. I can't help wanting to share that with so many doctors.
That's great. And we will have a chat line that will be online next week. I will let everybody know that's on email so that we can start posting things and having some communication either on questions or things that they see in the clinic. Okay?
Good. Well, thank you and good night, all of you.
Good night.
Thank you.
Good night.